Hiding in plain sight. The complex strategy of using civilian infrastructure. In times of conflict and warfare, the choice of hiding places can spell the difference between survival and catastrophe. A recent video interrogation has shed light on the strategic choices made by groups during times of conflict, revealing some unsettling truths. According to the video's content, there's a deliberate use of civilian infrastructure, including schools and hospitals, as safe zones. The reason? A deeply rooted belief that these places, especially medical facilities, won't be bombed. It's a strategy that counts on the reluctance of opposing forces to target places that would lead to civilian casualties. Beyond this, the conversation also veered into the realm of resources. Gasoline, for instance, emerges as a critical commodity. Not just fuel for vehicles, gasoline is a bargaining chip, distributed among people in packages, possibly serving dual purposes, as an essential resource and perhaps a means of exerting control. The mention of Hamas in the conversation raises questions about the extent of control any group can exert in such volatile situations. Who really has the power? The leaders, the fighters, or the resources they control? The video's content paints a picture of a complex web of strategy, survival, and control. While the tactics of using civilian infrastructure as shields might be criticized, they point to a broader and more disturbing reality of war. The blurring lines between combatants and civilians. In the high-stakes chessboard of conflict, it appears every piece, every square, and every strategy is in play.